within 500 meters of any polling station. On election day, while voting is taking place, no one is allowed to sell alcoholic drinks within 500 meters of any polling station. So if you didn't know, now you know that the law forbids the sale of alcohol within 500 meters of any polling station. Anything short of this constitutes an electoral offense.
All right. As usual, it's a holiday. We certainly want to hear from you while you're at home with your friends and your family and, you know, gearing up for tomorrow. We want to hear from you, your views, your thoughts and everything in between. It's the Super Morning Show on Joy 99.7 FM. It's Joy and we're live around the world. Here in Ghana, you can catch us in the Volta region on Jubilee Radio, Volta Premier, Amenubeva FM, Sand City Radio, Lolonyo FM, Kekeli FM, Fafa Radio, Klenam Radio, Victory FM, Swiss FM, Shine FM, and Akwini Radio. We're also in the northern region on Bishara Radio, Radio Justice, Might FM, and Kitawon Saboba FM. Now, as we approach the elections on December 7th, here's a way to be more than just a voter. Be an active part of the process with the iCollate app. You can help make this election more transparent. Download the app from the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. iCollate app is what it's called. Okay? iCollate.app is also a place to download it from. Or just dial *800*2024# to submit the results from your polling station. That's not all. You can also keep track of results nationwide in real time right from your phone. This is truly collation by the people, for the people, in the interest of every Ghanaian. So let's stand together for a free and fair election. Download iCollate and make your voice count. Let's ensure a free and fair election. Download iCollate and make your voice heard. Here's the disclaimer. iCollate is not the official Electoral Commission app, and it does not represent the official EC declaration of results. And also note, it's only the EC who will declare results.
All right.
We might call it, but they will declare it.
Absolutely. There's a difference.
Oh, big difference.
Yeah. And Total Energy is kicking off the holiday spirit with the Brunya Loop Bay special. It's on till the 31st of January 2025. Total Energy says we're ready to spread some festive cheer. So swing by Liberation Road, Tersan or Dakoman, Link Road, Sakumon or Farah Avenue, Oxford Street, Community One Stadium, and Apramodo Total Energy Service Stations. Change your engine oil and get a free Elite car wash to keep your ride sparkling. It's like giving your car a holiday makeover. So while preparing to hit the road, make sure your vehicle is ready for the festivities. For more details and updates, kindly visit the Total Energies website, totalenergiesga.com, or you can just follow Total Energies on social media. They're on Facebook at Total Energies Ghana, X, former Twitter, is at Total Energies GH, and Instagram also at Total Energies GH.
All right, moms, it is finally here. The news we've all been waiting for, your favorite Cerelac, now comes in a new variant with the combined goodness of wheat and maize grains, fortified with iron, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it only costs 2 Ghana cedis per sachet. To prepare this new Cerelac wheat and maize, just add milk. In fact, Cerelac, we know here any milk. Cerelac, care for them. Count on us. This advert is FDA approved.
Now, thinking of treating yourself to something special, planning a quick getaway, or maybe surprising someone you love, well, whatever the moment, Stanbic Visa cards are here to help you say yes. Give Stanbic Bank a call on 0302-815-789. Find Stanbic Bank on social media at Stanbic Bank GH, or visit their website, stanbicbank.com.gh. Stanbic Visa cards, making deals and holiday magic even better.
Now, are you wondering where to hold your strategy planning meetings, your board sessions, your staff retreats? There really is only one venue, and it's Safari Valley Resort. Think of the green, serene environment, the accessibility, the meeting room capacity, the flow and layout of space, the room flexibility, the quality of equipment, the staff, and of course the first-class catering services. Is really got to be Safari Valley Resort as your first choice. Call them on 0596-914-394. Safari Valley, bringing you closer to nature.
And it's that time of the year again when we're all thinking of what to get for our families, friends and loved ones, especially when everything is now so expensive. However, if you have a Societe General Bank Ghana Visa card, then things are about to get amazing for you in the next couple of weeks. SG Ghana is giving you cash back every time you shop with your SG Ghana Visa card. So from now till the 31st of December 2024, just use your SG Ghana Visa card to make payment at your favorite supermarket, retail shop, buy fuel with it, pay online or anywhere with a POS terminal and get a percentage of what you spend paid back to you. It's really that simple and amazing. So get ready to spend and spend some more because SG Ghana is giving you cash back. Use your SG Ghana Visa card today and receive cash back all through this festive season. Terms and conditions apply. Societe Generale Bank or Societe Generale Ghana. The future is you.
Now, you know, snack time just got a whole lot better with Munchy Milk Shortcake. With its unique blend of milky richness and carefully selected ingredients, Munchy Milk Shortcake is crafted to delight your taste buds. If you're for pure satisfaction and authentic taste of original richness, grab yourself a pack of CBL Munchy Milk Shortcake, Ghana's favorite biscuit, and indulge in the milky goodness today.
All right, Ghana, get ready for the biggest giveaway from Syntex Tank. So Syntex is visiting 15 communities, giving them free water. This is to say thank you, Ghana, for making us number one. Syntex was the first to introduce double-layer tanks in Ghana. Do you also know? Syntex tanks come in so many colors and was first to come out with inner white layer. So when it's not Syntex, forget about it. Now, if you're a community and you want to benefit from Syntex free water giveaway, just log in to their social media handles at Syntex Ghana and nominate your community. The more you nominate, the better chances of we come in. Remember, it's Syntex tank. No be it tank be tank. The correct tank be Syntex tank. Syntex tank, a strong, a tough.
Now, the Kingdom Books and Stationery furniture promotion sales continues. And it's in all the shops from now till the end of the year, 31st December. So you can go to Tema, you can go to Akwenje, to Takrady, to Cape Coast, Spintex, Atomic, Winneba, KNUSD and Santase, both in Kumasi. And you'll get these discounts there. Or just go online. KingdomStoreOnline.com has all the discounts there as well. Up to 15% off. Harry Wild Stock lasts. If you want to know more, call 050-162-0810 or email info@kingdomgh.com. Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited, where quality and affordability are assured. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. This is to all the female entrepreneurs, agribusiness owners, and young entrepreneurs out there. APSA says, we see you. We understand the challenges you face. Your story matters, and we're here to support you every step of the way. In partnership with the MasterCard Foundation, APSA is offering SME loans at an unbelievable 10% interest rate per annum. Imagine having access to up to 1 million Ghana cedis completely collateral-free. This isn't just talk. We've already disbursed over 600 million Ghana cedis, supporting over 1,600 businesses within the past year. And we're especially proud that 67.3% of our beneficiaries are women-owned enterprises. Your success is certainly our success. So if you're ready to write the next chapter of your success story, visit our SME project office nearest APSA branch or visit the website apsa.com.gh. Your story matters. APSA. So, Kojo, you know about the alcohol, our UPSA Points of Law series, mm-hmm. which talks about the sale of alcohol within 500 meters of any polling station.
Yeah.
Well, there's also an expectation of electoral officers. They are not supposed to take anything that will confuse them to avoid making possible mistakes on election day. So we also expect them not to take any alcohol.
So please, if you know what confuses you, it's not just alcohol. Some people are confused by other things. Whatever confuses you, stay away from it. while you are on this national assignment. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, the EC says they are ready. The parties say they are ready. The police says they are ready. The government says it's ready. Everybody says they are ready for
the elections. We are ready. We are your election headquarters.
Of course, we're definitely ready. But are you ready? Mm. Stay with us today. We'll get you primed for the polls on the Super Morning Show. We're back after these.
Is to remind us all to send our social media messages through to us here on the Super Morning Show. We definitely want to share your thoughts with the world, and I know you have lots of them. You may have questions, right, as we head into this election. You may have questions about the do's and don'ts of voting and the proper way to do things.
Someone called to ask you guys, can he vote for a presidential and not the parliamentary candidate?
Yes, can he abstain from the parliamentary vote?
Yeah.
I mean, these are interesting
people
questions.
People certainly
right?
have questions.
Yeah. So call through with them, and we're going to be speaking to the NCCE. Mm. So we want you to bring your questions through, and we'll certainly put them to our guests and get you all the answers you want. No other place for that than here on the Super Morning Show. Social media messages on the Super Morning Show are brought to you by Echo Bank, a better way, a better Africa.
And every day we face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. So here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the Echo Bank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility bill payment, airtime and data purchases. So much more you can do with *770#, even without internet. No need to panic in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African bank.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, today on Big Stories, our guest is the NCCE. Right, and we want you to put all your questions to them, whatever it is you have on your mind, things that are not clear to you, things you're not sure of. Have you already voted? Did you do the special voting?
No, I did not. Okay, so voting tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Okay,
we are working from 5 a.m. We're live on air.
That's you and me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. After that, 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. I would go out there and vote. Mm-hmm. Where are you voting?
I will be voting in the constituency that never keeps an MP for longer than one
term. Lejokuku.
That's right. Lejokickles, baby.
Yes. Nice one.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting.
You guys are like Adenta.
Mm. Yeah. We don't have things
in common.
Yeah, I'm passing your chair up into him. You know what I'm saying?
We're currents.
Mm. We'll swap you out right now.
But good. You keep them on their toes.
Yeah, it's good. Mm. It's good. So what do you think? Will we end up with a skirt and blouse?
Hopefully not. I think this particular parliament has been very disappointing.
Yes, but it wasn't skirt and blouse. No, it wasn't. It was the closest we've ever come to skirt and blouse.
I agree.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but it gave us a hint of what could happen if we did strict skirt and blouse.
Did it? I think it gave us a hint of what would happen if the NDC had the majority in government while a different party had the executive.
That's what I want us to avoid in the next parliament.
Okay. So what if it is not what if the NDC has the executive? What if it turns out that way, right? Just what if? And say the NPP has majority in parliament.
From what we've seen, we know that it will not be good for us.
For
we need an absolute us Ghanaians.
Why do you feel that way?
I mean, they've dribbled us. They've done so many things. Mm-hmm. You know, there are times that because they have equal numbers, mm-hmm. you expect a lot more. Mm-hmm. They will start on a really high note and then just flat. No, they just disappoint all of us.
But if the party in opposition has the majority, right, it means that they control parliament.
But because, so when I talk about this current parliament, mm-hmm. one of my disappointments, the fact that they have not been able to work together. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes one group will take such a a strong stance, and it's almost, I know that they are from political parties, but I think that when you are in that chamber doing business, it shouldn't be partisan.
Do you not feel that that happened because of how close the numbers were, and that if one party had a clear majority, things might have been different?
I am not so hopeful, actually. Mm. I don't think that if there was a clear majority, so executive is different and then parliament is also controlled by the other group, it would not work well, because, you know, we would always have that grouping coming out to say, and we disagree with this, we will not, and we will not, and we will not, and we could not get them to talk.
I get you. I feel that much as we would struggle with such an arrangement, we need to learn how to do it. That's my view. That we need to struggle until we learn how to do it.
Where we would get a budget not being passed, for instance.
Yes.
Can you imagine how the government runs its business?
I can imagine it. It happens in the United States often. So it can happen. The point is, there must be a way through it, right? And if you find that your party is holding up the budget, right, for whatever reason, and the reason is bad, and the thing is affecting you, you hold your party to account, will you not?
As we've seen over the period, the only time you can do that is when you go to the polls, when you go to your polling booth vote. So you're going to wait that long?
That's what we think. That's how we exercise democracy in Ghana. And it's wrong. This idea that we are putting in the minds of Ghanaians that it's only 4 years at a time. That we are a democracy.
That's been our reality.
It's not our reality. It's our choice. It's not our reality. It's our choice.
We've had things go so wrong. Mm-hmm. People are sometimes looking up to us. Mm-hmm. You know, they will send us messages and say, you know, you guys say it. Mm-hmm. But we're all Ghanaians.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't want, even though they're affected by it.
So you see now why I'm saying we have to learn how to do that properly, right? Because it is things like this that will start teasing out the truth, that it's not every 4 years. The decisions that are made every day affect you. Mm. So you have to influence the decisions every day.
I agree.
You know? So it will be difficult.
It will be chaotic.
That is one thing you are absolutely right about. It will be difficult. But we have to learn how to do it. Otherwise, then we don't think our country can develop. That's what we are admitting. That we don't think we can ever
develop. Charlie, I think we have a long way. I remember last year, January, we were all super excited. I think it was even in December when we learned. We took our setup to Parliament.
We're happy
about 137, and we said, oh, this is going to be the best Parliament ever. And then, you know, they will scrutinize things that come to them, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But here we are.
It was disappointing. It was disappointing. I think the opposition really squandered the opportunity that the last 4 years put before them. They even had their own member as Speaker. Mm-hmm. Charlie, what was their excuse?
I think that was this would be the only good thing when Bagbin was elected as Speaker of Parliament. We thought, oh, this would be a really nice Parliament where we have the Speaker coming from the other side, you know?
Say ya, boy.
Well, but that's still unique, if you like.
Well... Yes, but they didn't take advantage of it. They didn't take advantage of it. And we're here. We're where we are today. It's a pity. Anyway, we'll see what the next parliament looks like. It's just a matter of days and we'll know.
I am hoping that we can get a clear majority
I'm hoping
parliament.
We get skirt and blouse. We need it. We need we need that chaos to teach us how to be orderly. Yes, we need it.
This is Ghana.
We need it. Mama V, we need it. Otherwise, we'll never develop. If we realize that it's just some 200 people who are holding up our development, or in fact, majority, so just some 100 and something people who are holding up our development, we will know exactly who to hold accountable. I like the idea of being able to hold not just the president accountable, but also our elected representatives in parliament. You know, going to them and saying, Master, why did you vote this way?
If
the thing doesn't affect us, they are fine. If it doesn't affect them, what we are saying is that parliament is not a home here. But if it affects us, we will.
We've had some before. I'm going back to my memory. Mm-hmm. We've had a president whose budget was not passed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You mean who? Liman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And?
And it was chaos.
Uh-huh.
And we don't want to revisit that.
No, we have to. It has to happen. Look, because it's happened in other parts of the world. They figured it out. It's not a new wheel for us to invent. It's been done. We've seen how they do it. All we have to do is learn. And if we are allergic to learning, then yes, ayara. But we can't say that because we can't learn, we want to do things the old way forever. We can't say that.
We'll see.
Okay. Anyway, around about this time, we would have brought you the Joy Business Minute. They are taking a break too. Everybody is taking a break except us. The Joy Business Minute is usually brought to us by Consolidated Bank Ghana CBG. We stand with you. Anointed Engineering Services, the generator experts, and Pinnacle Life Insurance. More for your smile.
All right. Anointed Engineering Services Limited. They're into sales of ultra-silent, fuel-efficient diesel generating sets, size ranging from 5 kVA to 3,000 kVA at competitive prices. For every generator you acquire, you will enjoy 5 years warranty. They also undertake maintenance and repairs of all kinds of diesel generator set. Here's why you should choose Anointed Engineering Services. Because of their 24-hour emergency services that they provide, also sale of genuine spare parts, reliable rental services, professional advice, and sales of tower light and rental. Locate their latest branches in BBNE Petro-G, opposite Bethel School Junction on the main BBNE Kumasi Highway in Techiman. Anointed Engineering Services is at X Oil Filling Station on the main Techiman Kumasi Highway. And they've got their head office right here in Accra at number 77 Anointed House on the main Odoko Malam Highway near the Odoko traffic light. They have 18 branches in all across the country. They also have a training school that trains students on generators and plants, auto mechanics, electricals and controls, and solar installations. They offer 80% hands-on training and 20% theory. Call their hotlines on 0243-480-334 or 0243-690-295. Anointed, the generator experts. And Kojo, today is actor Prince David Osei's birthday.
Oh, is it? Happy birthday to him. A late entry here from Selly. Selly says, chaotic birthday shout to Mrs. Claire Asigri Sabla. God bless you abundantly.
I've got a ninth birthday to Alvin Jeremiah Ni Ai Ama. And on this ninth birthday of yours, we want you to know how much we admire and appreciate you. Have a blessed day. It's from Alfred, Mavis, Alvina, Brian, and Brianna. To you, Jeremiah Ni Ai Ama.
Okay. All right. Mama V, what makes you smile? Apart from me, of course.
Good insurance.
It's a good place to start. Well, listen, whatever makes you smile, whether it's time with loved ones, whether it's pursuing your passions or just enjoying life's little moments, at Pinnacle Life Insurance, I see what you did there. They believe that life insurance should do more than just protect your family's financial future. It should also help you live your best life now. So their policies offer comprehensive coverage, living benefits and rewards to help you make the most of today, because they think of wealth differently. At Pinnacle Life Insurance, they provide solutions that give you more for your smile. More time, more freedom, more joy. For more information on their policies, call them on 050-145-1400 or just go to pinnaclelifeinsurance.com.gh. Pinnacle Life Insurance, more life for your smile. Okay, all right, so big stories are coming up. NCCE joins us, so we do some final education for your voting tomorrow. Stay tuned for it. Big stories brought to you today on this special holiday edition of the Super Morning Show by Telecel, connecting energies, latex foam, your partner for life, and Lancaster University, Ghana, the only British university campus in West Africa.
And switch to Telecel fixed broadband today and experience incredible bonuses, non-expiry bundles, data transfers across devices, and lots more. New customers get 50% bonus data in addition to other mind-blowing offers. And existing customers receive 300% bonus data on every broadband renewal to keep browsing. To subscribe to Telecel fixed broadband for these amazing offers, dial *900#, *900#, or use the Telecel Play app or visit a Telecel retail outlet or go to the website telecel.com.gh and get connected today. Terms and conditions apply. Telecel, connecting energies.
All right, it's a holiday. Mama V, are you in the mood for a song that slaps?
Huh?
A song that slaps.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you want something good?
Inyo.
How about that?
My name is the Right Reverend Dr. Abraham Nana Oparikwachi, moderator of General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. And I bring you this peace message in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, in less than a week from now, we shall go to the polls to elect a new president and members of parliament for our many constituencies. I wish to urge all to understand that this election is not a battle. This election is not about war. This election is about development. And therefore, let the peace of God reign with us. In John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 27, the Bible says that peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And therefore, there should be no fear in our hearts, because Jesus pronounces peace upon us. But this treasure that Jesus gives to us is something that we must cherish and work for. We all know that peace is the foundation for the development of any great nation. And when there are people who do not want to seek peace, then they seek the downfall of the nation. As a church, we call on all Ghanaians not to follow people who do not want peace and seek to employ violence during this election. Such people are nation wreckers, and we must avoid them. The nation cannot develop without peace, and it is our Christian and national duty to safeguard the peace we have in Ghana. This year, we seek to have a violence-free election, and this is achievable. We also appeal to the Electoral Commission of Ghana to be fair and transparent, because justice and peace go together. As we pursue peace, if there is no fairness or transparency, then we'll have a problem. But let the fairness and transparency and just manner in which the election is conducted cause all of us to accept what is going on. I want to urge all stakeholders in the electioneering process, including voters, political parties, the EC candidates, security officials, election observers, and the general public to be good citizens and stewards and ensure a violence-free election. When this is achieved, we will consolidate the enviable democratic credentials that our nation enjoys within sub-Saharan Africa. I wish to join all our people to pursue peace, as the scriptures admonish us. May the God of peace keep our hearts together in Christ Jesus, and may our elections in 2024 be peaceful. The Lord be with you all. God richly bless you. Amen.
We're quite pleased with ourselves. All right, so
I was doing something with my son, so he wasn't happy about your
love. Oh, now we feel guilty. Uh-huh. You got us. All right, well, we'll try and take as you know as little of the time as possible so that you can get back to him. You know, we started this conversation a day or two ago. You gave us some really useful education. Now, tomorrow is D-Day, right? So from the beginning of the day to the end, what we expect is people will go out, they will vote. Hopefully, they'll go home. They'll come back, and then they'll come and witness the coalition and so forth. But what I'm interested in is what the law says they can and cannot do from the beginning of the process till the end. You reckon you could walk us quickly through it?
Right. So on election day, one of the things you want to look out for, and I'd like to start by saying people shouldn't take things for granted that you may not suffer a punishment. Because if you remember in 2016, Maxwell Kofi Juma, former mayor of Kumasi, former MP, was convicted over some of these electoral offenses. For destroying a ballot paper, and was duly convicted. And when you suffer the convictions, for most of the offenses under the election laws, when you suffer a conviction, which is normally between 200 penalty unit and 500 penalty unit, 500 financial units is about 6,000.
Yeah.
Or if you are not lucky, you get a jail term, which is normally around 2 years, or you get both. Hmm. Normally, a good number of these offenses are accompanied by a ban from being registered as a voter and voting for a period of 5 years. That's almost like 2 elections. You'll be denied from voting in those public elections.
Right.
So they are serious, and we must take note of them. So on election day, the law says that there are certain activities that you are prohibited from doing. And these include that is it 500 meters from the polling area. You are not from the polling station. You are not supposed, once the polling has opened, you are not supposed to speak to influence in whatever manner a person to vote for a particular candidate or to abstain from voting for a particular candidate that they intend to vote for. And you are not also supposed to seek to ascertain from them who did you vote for on the election day.
Right.
500 meters of a polling station. You are not supposed to do that.
Hmm. That's quite a distance. I mean, 500 meters. That's half a kilometer.
Right.
Right.
For those who are engaged in all sorts of trade, you are prohibited from selling intoxicating liquor when the polls have opened. You are prohibited from doing that within 500 meters of the polling station. So we have to take note of that as well.
Samson, if I may ask, some of these polling stations are going to be set up in public places that are accessible. That's really the criteria by which they are chosen as polling stations.
Right.
There is no doubt some of these polling stations will be within 500 meters of establishments whose business include selling intoxicating substances legally.
Okay.
What happens then?
Well, those are supposed to shut down on that day. They are not supposed to open for business.
Interesting.
Right.
So restaurants and bars within 500 meters of a polling station.
They can work, but not to sell intoxicating liquor.
Fascinating. That's an important thing. I don't know if that makes its way through our daily education, but it's important to note.
Right.
Please continue.
And then, of course, the things that we are often afraid of and look forward to, I'm told only in the Kakwa area, the National Peace Council Authority has identified in excess of 40 hotspots. That's a lot.
40 in Kaswa?
I think it's far more than that, actually. So the issue normally revolves around acts that are intimidating and constitute interference with the activities of the elections. So if you found yourself at the polling station, you are not supposed to do anything, including by word of mouth, or by a song, or by making signs or representation in a manner that seeks to excite or promote disharmony or hatred. If you are a group, or normally you find political party people working together, they are not supposed to go there and do that in their, as it were, party paraphernalia and attire. Again, once you do anything that seeks to obstruct or interfere, or the law even says, even if it's attempts, you may not have done it itself, but it demonstrates an attempt to obstruct or interfere with the free exercise of someone's vote. They are going to vote, and you are doing things that clearly suggest that it's obstruction. You are seeking to intimidate, and it's an interference of people's ability to freely exercise their vote. Or you're seeking to either induce them by that kind of action. You are also not allowed to do so, and you fall foul of the law, and you could be dealt with in compliance with the law.
Right.
Yeah. So and particularly the officers who are doing their work, if you interfere and obstruct with their work, you will also be in trouble. Actually, that attracts up to 500 penalty units and up to 2 years imprisonment or both.
Right. Now, I'm interested in law enforcement. Now, we know that there are certain things that have happened in the past that law enforcement will try to prevent from happening again. One common example is people riding up on motorbikes to snatch ballot boxes. I mean, many elections ago, we saw some incidents of that. Can law enforcement or even those officials who are manning a polling station, can they create certain restrictions specific to particular polling stations, like no motorbikes allowed within a certain distance? Can they set up arrangements like that in order to aid their work?
Yeah, so as you can discern from the rules or the law, 500 meters is what they are allowed to erect the barricade or whatever they want to do for the purposes of maintaining order and decency and ensuring the freeness of the exercise and the secrecy of the vote. So they are entitled to do so. And if you attempt to break the barricade, that's clearly an obstruction and that's an interference. And you could be arrested by the police and dealt with. We are familiar with something that happens during the party primary. They normally would do a lot of unauthorized voting. I think we dealt with that the last time. Like somebody is dead and the person goes to vote for the dead person.
Right.
Or they go to vote in the name of the dead person, which is impersonating.
Yeah.
All of these are not allowed. Again, the election officials themselves also have certain things that they are not supposed to do if they are making false entries, for example. They are not allowed to do so, and they are supposed to suffer punishment for making false entries or false statements, to speak. They are supposed to help persons who are blind, persons who have some disability. They are supposed to give that assistance, and particularly the presiding officers or their assistants, they are in the 2020 CI passed by the EC or Parliament, are specifically enjoined to assist with people to exercise their franchise. If they do anything that seems to obstruct that process, then they too can be in trouble. And if they attempt to allow someone to take the privilege of what a blind person, for example, should enjoy, that is also wrong. When they know, or they have, the law says they have reason to believe that the person is not blind or incapacitated, that one too is not allowed by the law, and so they could suffer the consequence for it.
Right. Now, we know that this year, the arrangement for security do include the possibility of military involvement. The military has assured us that they will not be deployed to polling stations, but that there will be some manner of standby force in case they are needed. What exactly does the law say about the involvement of the military, if anything? Does the law actually have any kind of provisions that regulate the involvement of the military in this civic exercise?
Not at all. So the question of security is for the state, particularly the executive, to determine. And often that's a decision by the commander-in-chief. The army is under the president. So for the safety of the state, when things require the involvement of the military, I suppose the decisions will be taken. But where there is evidence that that is clearly unwarranted and is intended to as a tool of intimidation, then I'm sure that Ghanaians will stand up against it.
Right.
Because there's no power or force of power that is bigger than that of the ordinary people.
Yeah.
So there's nothing like that. That's the decision of, call it national security.
Right.
And I think that the police, Dr. Akubadampari has made it very clear to us that there's not going to be military involvement, correct, unless it becomes very necessary.
Yeah.
So, we should all look out, and people should speak up. When you find people who are not supposed to be where they are, you must speak up.
Yeah.
If you find the military personnel who is misconducting themselves, you must speak up. It shouldn't be that you are thinking this is a security person and therefore they have the right to do their own thing. They do not. They do not. Their job essentially is to ensure the safety of the people and the security of the ballot if they are brought to this.
Right.
And our national security has adopted what you hear if you join any means of transportation in the UK. They say if you hear something, if you see something, say something.
Mm.
And so if you see something, say something.
That actually reminds me, Samson. I mean, we've talked about the ways in which the law restricts our rights or, prescribes our rights during these processes. But what do we do if our rights are being violated, particularly by a law enforcement officer? So, I mean, for instance, you're at a polling station, you're trying to vote, some law enforcement officer is trying to tell you what to do or where to stand or, basically preventing you from exercising your rights. Who do you report them to? What's the process? What's the right way of ensuring that you are not disenfranchised in such an instance?
But that's a difficult one. But the security officer there at the polling station does not have the power to determine how you conduct your vote. So the presiding officer who is in charge of the area should be able to instruct the security officer what they should do and what they should not do. If there is anything that suggests that a security officer is rather the one trying to cause disharmony or breach of the peace, or what he's doing will disturb, the tranquility of the process, or it seeks to help to give an unfair advantage, in the process, one candidate against the other. The people power is the biggest and highest power.
People's power is the biggest power. Well, we certainly hope it doesn't come to that. We hope everybody, every institution, every person involved in this process does the right thing, and that the public also follow the rules so that we have a peaceful, incident-free election. Fingers crossed for that. Samson, we're so grateful. We'll let you get back to what you were doing with your son now. We appreciate the time you spent with us. And that, of course, was Samson Ladi Anyenini. You know him. He's a lawyer. He's the host of Newsfile. And he spent a bit of his holiday there educating us on how to conduct ourselves during the election. I hope that was useful. If you have questions, you know, send them through. Use the hashtag JoySMS if you're posting on X. Or you can send them through to us on WhatsApp, 055-1111-997. We don't mind your voice notes. We'll